You are now tuned in with Sippin' Tea with B podcast. On this podcast, I will be bringing a unique blend of world news, updates, and insightful conversations with individuals who's running their own business as well as those who want to promote. Join host B, that's me, as I navigate through the latest headlines with a touch of humor and a depth that sets the show apart from the rest. Good morning for those who like to mourn, grand rising for those who love to rise grand, and a good day for the ones who love to have a good day. You are now sipping tea with B. Kick back, relax, or push that gas as we navigate through the latest headlines. Now let's sip on this tea, honey. First and foremost, I would like to say I am sipping on the tea for today. It is called this detox tea. It has dandelion root, burdock root, yellow dock root in it. The detox tea is very good for you. It cleanses the organs. It cleanses the body. If you are looking for a good detox, for a good flushing out, I would recommend yoga detox tea.
What's the tea?
Study shows nearly 64% of bottled water in America is just tap water. I would tell you guys to definitely be informed in the bottled water that you guys purchase. Make sure you know what type of water you have in the bottle. Some people can taste it, some people cannot. Just do your research, people.
What's the tea?
One of the worst fish to eat that contains a lot of heavy metals in it, we all should avoid. When it comes down to tilapia, the Sea Fishers Institute says tilapia meat has a high concentration of lead, more than the other fish. I wonder what the other fish was. But tilapia is not a good fish for those who like to fry it, for those who like to bake it. I would suggest, because I do not eat tilapia myself, that you guys do your research like we always do while we sipping tea. Do your research on the tilapia itself. It is definitely farm raised. If you guys have been purchasing fish, always remember to make sure it is wild caught.
What's in the tea?
Why elevators will become a reality for a long-term vision. They are saying this could pave the way for space. We will be able to tour space. They are so-calling saying that they will be building elevators that's from Earth all the way into space. And we will be able to take a tour. We'll be able to catch an elevator up to space, take a tour up to space, etc. Sounds like the Jetsons to me. I cannot wait to see how that will turn out.
You're gonna need some ice for this tea, honey.
Just to name a few, three unexpected uses for old tires that you could do around the house. We can make a tire swing. Making a tire swing is very healthy, especially for the little ones that likes to run around and go play in the yard. You can also use old tires for a garden. You can plant the seeds inside the tire, as well as have a beautiful tire garden, as well as we can also make the old tires into exercising equipment. We can flip the tires, we can lift the tires, you can do squats with the tires. Tires, old tires are very beneficial around the house.
I need some old tea.
Or do you need coffee? Don't believe in what you're told, but believe in what you know. And that comes with diving deep research for sure. Now, my tea is getting low, so it is what? Time to go. I just want to give you all a shout out, everyone who has been tuning in with me, sipping with me. Y'all know how we do. Let's continuously have a fabulous, enjoyable week, weekend, day, night, and morning, or grand rising. Peace and love to you. Now I am out of tea.